This year, the Theatre on King is celebrating its 10th anniversary since opening in Peterborough in 2013. To acknowledge this milestone, they held an anniversary party and donor celebration on Friday, July 14th, to show their appreciation for their community. It is important to note that I am also a part of this community. I have performed at the Theatre on King multiple times, and I regularly attend events at the space. And despite my personal connection to this arts organization, I will report on it objectively, because I feel it is an important story for Trent Radio listeners to hear, and I am the only journalist working at Trent Radio right now. So, what is the Theatre on King? Where is it? Well, it is an independent, black box theater located on King Street in downtown Peterborough that was opened by artistic director Ryan Kerr in 2013. He identified a gap in the Peterborough arts community and chose to fill it himself.
I've always had the idea that, like, our motto for this space is it's a place you can afford to fail. Because so many other places you can't afford to fail. You have to sell out, otherwise you're going to be in debt. So in this, I opened a small theater hoping that I could rejuvenate to a certain extent the independent art scene here in town. And I basically carried it by myself for almost 5 years because Peterborough hadn't had an independent black box theater since about 97. So it was almost 20 years. So that's almost two generations that grew up in Peterborough not being able to access an affordable space where you can try new stuff out and have the ability to work with mentors that actually know what they're doing that can help you make the stuff that you want to make.
If you aren't aware of what a black box theater is, think of the term literally. Black box theaters often closely resemble a black box, and in this case, it is a small theater with all of its surfaces painted black, with highly customizable stage layouts and seating orientations. They act as a physical, blank canvas for performances, leaving as much room for creativity as possible. This is something that Kerr wanted to demonstrate early on, right from their first show in January of 2013.
First show was called Pennies from Heaven. It was a serial that we did twice a month for 6 months. It was in the old space, and it was based on a BBC television series with Bob Hoskins called Pennies from Heaven. And it was about a record salesman in the Depression, and he was unhappily married, and throughout each episode he would suddenly burst into song, and we would have every 2 weeks for 6 months we'd have to memorize a brand new script, we'd have to rehearse it, we'd have to come up with three different choreographed dance numbers and learn how to lip sync to 1920s music. And one of the reasons I did that was because every time you came into the space, we reconfigured the space to show off what was possible.
Since the inception of the Theatre on King, one of the primary purposes of the space was to allow people to try new things and to give people the room and ability to fail, as Kerr mentioned earlier. It is something that has always been present in how the theater operates, but the theater is making some changes this year to make it even more of a priority.
Because for the longest time, we've just been almost a roadhouse, if you want to say that, a rental venue, so that people can come in, rent the space, do their shows, and then off they go. And that's fine. And that's really positive, and that's really, really, really important. But one of the reasons I opened the space was for local performers, not necessarily people from Toronto that are coming in for one night or from wherever they're coming from. I mean, all of that's important because you need to see art from outside of town to inspire what's going on. But at the same time, the people here in town need to be inspiring each other. And so one of the things we're thinking about right now is kind of going from a rental venue to more of an incubator style, so that instead of having 15 shows a month, which is actually really hard to do, is having one person come in for 3 weeks and work on something intensively by themselves, and they can do whatever they want, and then have a small presentation at the end, take a little break, have another incubator. Because there are some artists here in town that all they need is time and space. And I've got the time and I've got the space. So
this incubation style of performance is wonderful for the performers and creators because it gives a creative freedom that is difficult to find elsewhere. But it means that these types of shows make less money than productions that have profit as a priority. To be able to provide this type of space requires funding through other means. The Theatre on King receives funding for their operating budget from grants, and a large grant that has been relied upon in the past is the Community Investment Grant from the City of Peterborough. Their application for this Community Investment Grant was denied earlier this year.
Last year we got $15,000, which is the maximum you can possibly apply for, and then the next year we got zero.
Not receiving the funding from the city has also affected the theater's ability to apply for grants from other sources, says Kerr.
So, unfortunately, we have no operating money from the city. And when you have no operating money from the city, every time you apply for a grant, one of the things they ask for is, do you have any support from your city? If you have no support from your city, then why should we support you? So every grant we write this year, if we write any, is going to be affected by that decision that City Council made.
After it was decided that the Theatre on King would not be receiving the funding that they expected, they were forced to confront the possibility of closing permanently until they started receiving support from their community.
The community really stepped up and helped. We did a big campaign, and it was actually overwhelming, the support that the theater got. So I guess over the last 10 years, we've done something right.
In addition to celebrating the last 10 years of the Theatre on King, the other purpose for their party held on July 14th was to show their appreciation for these community donors that helped keep the theater open for business. I attended the party and got the opportunity to speak to some longtime community members about the theater. These are people who have performed at the theater, worked there, attended shows there, and supported it for a long time. I asked them what the Theatre on King means to them and why they like it so much. Here's Dan Smith, a prolific performer at the space who also works as tech assistants.
Oh, that's a question I ask myself every year for the last 10 years. I think it's really because it's challenged me as an actor, and more so challenged me as an audience member. I've seen shows here that I would not imagine to see anyone else on a larger stage in Peterborough. I've seen absurdist things, Dada, music, serials, so many unique pieces that just really seem to fit into a unique space.
And Kate Story, the artistic administrator and a local writer.
As somebody who makes a lot of my own performance work, I've also done a lot of literary events here as well. I'm also a writer. I can try things that I'm afraid to try here. I can try something and I might fail. And that's super important for any artist, is to be able to risk failure. And there's almost no spaces for that anymore for us. It's, in terms of money, in terms of audiences. And so for me, this is just the most accessible space in every way.
Appreciating the ability to fail is a common feeling among the community, also shared by performers Brad Brackenridge and Lindsay Unterlander.
More often than not, it's original works that get done here. More works that are sort of challenging and not sort of mainstream, whatever that may be. So it's kind of like an incubator for people to kind of come and just try out anything.
It's a place where I'm sure many people have already told you, you can afford to fail. So it's a great place for people to experiment with theater or any particular art form. and take risks and learn and have fun.
And here is Samuel Weatherden, who first performed at the Theatre on King at 11 or 12 years old.
I really like how small the space is. You can really get an intimate connection like with the audience that you can't really get in like bigger spaces and bigger theaters.
Another aspect of the theater that people love is its community, as Naomi Duvall shared.
It's definitely a reason to stay in Peterborough. All these people who think that arts are important, who agree that arts are work, that it's a form of work, and that it needs to exist.
The other question I asked each person was if they had a favorite show that they've either seen or performed in at the Theatre on King, and I quickly found out that there are far too many favorites to share here, but it was interesting to hear about the wide variety of shows that the community has connected with. Although the theater has faced some challenges and an uncertain future, since receiving the financial support from the community, the Theatre on King has renewed their lease for at least another 2 years. That's at least 2 years of opportunities for you to see some of these local performers on the stage or to get involved yourself. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Nogajiminong.